This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
It is Tuesday, January the 28th of 2025. We are up a few degrees, overcast skies, and 26 degrees at our downtown studios, corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. It is our number two of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up a little bit later on in the hour, we'll have our daily history lesson, and we'll give Ian the number for the day quiz. But very happy to welcome back into the studio for the first time in 2025 from the Marathon County Public Library, Robin Vargas.
Robin, good morning, Chad.
Great to see you again.
I'm so happy to be back.
I don't know if you want to share it, but you're supposed to be with us 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it happened.
Life came, right?
Unfortunately, yeah. Yep, still made it to work just a couple 2 hours late. I had to wait. Geez. Someone came and fixed me, you know, on my way. So,
as I said, better than a fender bender.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, but I know I was sorry to miss being here. And at the holidays, I think we missed one. So, yeah, very happy to be back today.
Well, it's great to have you back and talk about what's going on, not only at the main branch at the Marathon County Public Library here in downtown Wausau, but, of course, there are branches throughout the county as well. How have things gone? Because, obviously, when you have the holidays, things are a little different, especially this year, because we had both Christmas and New Year's on Wednesday. Kind of threw, I think, a lot of things into a little bit of a whack. Yeah. How have things gone so far in 2025?
Yeah, things have been great. We've had some really excellent programs, and I'm really a little bummed that I couldn't share them with the listeners because they were really fun. We had one at Wausau called Mocktails. We had a couple dozen people come, and they just came and they read, and I'll share with you a little bit about our winter reading program soon, but it was kind of the kickoff for that. So we had that going. We've had some crafts. Yeah, just a lot of fun happening in January, some new monthly programs that have started up, so...
It's actually a wonderful time to start new programs. I would think the sense of renewal with the new year.
Exactly.
And you get away from all the busyness and get people back into the patterns of visiting the library and being involved in the programs. Well, as we know, hard to believe, getting to the end of January, towards February. What is going on now? Where are we going to start? Start downtown? Where do you want to start?
Yeah, let's start downtown. So I kind of briefly just mentioned our winter reading program, and that's for adults, which is really exciting because most of our reading programs are for children, which is great, and we love supporting the kids in our community, but it's nice to kind of support, you know, our peers as well. And so that is, it started the beginning of January, but it runs through the end of March. And all that is required is that adults read 3 books between now and the end of March. And then you get entered into a raffle to win a prize. So super easy to sign up. Just head on over to MCPL Wausau, our main headquarters, the second floor reference desk, and you can get signed up. And then just read 3 books.
For me, that'd be hard because I read these thick books. I read these biographies and history.
Well, maybe this will inspire you to pick up something shorter.
Maybe.
I don't know.
And that's the thing. You can any type of book.
Any book. Yeah, it's really anything goes. We haven't had a winter reading program for adults in at least 10 years. I talked to our adult reference librarian to see if she had known, and she said not in the 10 years that she's been with our library. And so we're really excited to kind of start that off this year. It's been going really well. We've had a lot of folks sign up, and so we hope to keep it going next year as well.
Do you get a chance to see the types of books that these folks are reading? Do you have a sense of what kind of books they do read? Because that'd be kind of interesting.
Yeah, I think they are recording them on a log. Okay. They just kind of write down the titles. Oh, really? So, yeah, we are. I'm not sure, I guess. Our adult librarian is kind of keeping track of that, and they haven't. I think we've had a couple people turn them in already, actually.
That's the kind of thing that kind of interests me. That it would be very interesting to see what kinds of books people are reading these days, or based on how old somebody is, comparing an adult to a child. A lot of different. I get into the weeds sometimes with some of that stuff, but that's very, very interesting. And again, if folks. You've started it, but you can get involved in it still,
yes,
correct?
Yep. You can sign up anytime between now and the end of March. So that's the second to last week in March, and you're like, hey, I still want to sign up. If you can get those books right in time, you can do it. So
fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. Come on in. You do have to sign up in person, but that's perfect because then you're there at the library to grab some books.
Exactly. Well, you should want to go to the library anyways in person.
Yes, exactly.
What else is going on in terms of programming here in the early part of 2025?
Yeah. So we also have at our Wausau location that started at the beginning of January, a fiber artist meetup that's happening weekly on Wednesdays from 1:30 to 3:30. So at our Wausau location, so anyone who is a crocheter, if you knit, if you do embroidery, anything like that, just come on, hang out, knit with us for a little bit. We also have a teen craft program coming up this weekend, this Saturday from 2:30 to 4:30. We have some beaded wall art for teens. So taking like those little pony beads and kind of creating a template and then stringing them up together to create something beautiful.
I think that's great, and because nowadays we get so much, especially for the young people, there's nothing wrong with the idea of being involved on computers a lot, but you hear about these programs where you're actually using your own skills and your own talents. I just think that's wonderful.
Yeah, and just a chance to disconnect for a little bit, unplug, and spend some time creating and really get those other parts of your brain working.
Again, we're talking to Robin Vargas from the Marathon County Public Library. She joins us every other Tuesday here on the program. Of course, lots of other programs, and also, again, lots of other branches around the county that people should know about as well.
Yeah. Our branches, I would say, we have more happening in February, kind of this last week in January is a little bit slower at our branches. We do have our story times and book clubs. We have those happening at all of our branches. Actually, this spring we'll have a book club and a story time every month. So you can check our website for those times and dates. But in Rothschild this week, we do have Lego Block Party. That's this Saturday. They do have that one on the first Saturday of every month from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Rothschild. Just come on in and build with Legos. Again, another chance to just unplug and build something, create. They also have a snowplow story time at Rothschild next week, Wednesday. So that's February 5th. That'll be 10:30 to 11:30. Someone from the village of Rothschild will be coming with a real snowplow, kind of show them the ins and outs and how that works. And, kids love transportation, construction, any of those big trucks. So
may as well use the snowplow for some use, right?
Exactly.
You haven't been using it a whole lot here this winter.
Yeah. Like, there is a snow date scheduled if the snowplow's in use, but it probably won't be this winter's gone.
Well, yeah, what are the odds you finally get a 5-6 inches of snow on the one day that you can have it?
Of course it would be,
Well, you mentioned the book clubs. What do they involve? I mean, obviously, book clubs, is it a assigned reading? For folks that may just say, hey, they hear a book club, it may pique the interest. What are the book clubs and how do they work?
Yeah, we do have an assigned book each month. And so you can find that on our website. We usually have a couple, we have through March up at least on our website right now. So if it takes you a little bit longer, you want to get on the hold list, you can do that. But each of our branches picks a book and then the members, you know, you have that month in between to read it, and then they get together and have a great discussion over it.
That's fantastic. Again, just the group dynamic as well. I just think that one of the aspects of the library that should be underlined is the idea of a place where people can come together. And again, I talk about the technology and a lot of wonderful things about technology, but sometimes people get caught up in the technology, mm-hmm. in the human relationships, and to be able to have an opportunity to maybe to meet somebody new and to be able to get different ideas about these books has to be incredibly fun.
Yeah, for sure. And it's, you know, we have them all across the county. On different days, different times. A lot of them are during the day, but we do have, I know Marathon City, theirs is at 5:45 at night. And so for those who work late at night, most people can still catch that one. So
any other activities you wanted to mention here?
Yeah, we do have some other things happening at Wausau. I'll just share real quick. We do have, our Tales for Tots story time that's picking back up. That was kind of on pause for the fall, and so that'll start up again next week Monday, and happen weekly on Mondays, and then our family story time will switch back to Thursdays. So we're excited to have two story times again, as well as our Play and Learn that's on Wednesday. So really three story times a week at Wausau. But we also have our art cluster exhibit. Students from the Wausau School District in the fourth and fifth grades have created some works of art. And so we will be displaying those in our children's department at Wausau. Mm. So folks can come on in, get a look at those. It's always really cool to see what they make. And it's always, you know, something a little out of the box. I know last year we had kind of these 3D dioramas with, it was like a book, but it was a 3D book and coming off the page, and it was really fun. So those will be really fun to look at. And that is February 4th through February 19th. So it'll be up for a couple weeks.
Oh, very good. And before we wrap it up, I think we should also remind folks again about how many branches there are and maybe where they are for people that may not be familiar with it, because we haven't, I don't think, mentioned that in a while.
Yeah. So we have our main location, our headquarters, as we call it, in Wausau. That's our big one. And then we also have 8 branch locations spread out across the county. So that's going to be in Athens, Edgar, Hatley, Marathon City, Mosinee, Rothschild, Spencer, and Stratford.
Fantastic. And I guess we have 30 seconds to go. Anything else you wanted to mention before we wrapped it up?
We do have another public book sale coming up, so we always like to mention those. That'll be February 5th, that one starting, and then going through February 8th. So that couple days there, open to the public, come on in, shop.
And it'd just be fun to go through all those books.
Exactly,
You never know when you're going to find that one, that whole
treasure.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. Well, Robin Vargas, glad the tires stayed up this time around.
Yes, exactly. Thank you so much for having me.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
See ya. Thank you.
Robin Vargas from the Marathon County Public Library. Check them out on Facebook. Check them out online, mcpl.us as well. The time is 9:18. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is 26 degrees at 9:23. And again, you just heard the promo for the are looking for new teammates. If you're somebody that is interested in sales and would like to get more information about some great opportunities here at WXCO and Civic Media, just send Chuck Gennaro an email, chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. That's chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us, G-E-N-N-A-R-O. And we'd love to talk to you and perhaps have you join our team. We had just a few moments ago, Robin Vargas from the Marathon County Public Library, so we did not have an opportunity to properly introduce this hour, our in-studio engineer and our in-studio producer, Mr. Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Coming up at the end of the program, we'll have our daily history lesson and, of course, our number for the day quiz where you go for 2 out of 2 this week.
As yeah, we try the pressure's to take, on.
Take another step towards that ultimate perfect week, which we're striving for. But would you like to know what the topic is for this morning?
Yes, I would.
Mm-hmm. The Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl.
Got the Super Bowl coming up.
Coming up in 2 weeks, I think. Less than 2 weeks.
Less than 2 weeks, so Super Bowl. We will have a number for the day involving the Super Bowl coming up at Very the cool. end of the program, plus a look at some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history and celebrity birthdays, plus special events being acknowledged today and a whole bunch more. So that's coming up at the end of the program. Hey, did you know that a massive asteroid just missed the Earth this morning?
No, I did not.
Yeah, well, NASA tracked the path of an asteroid that shot past Earth going 35,000 miles per hour this morning. Whew. Asteroid 2025 BS4 came within 511,000 miles of our planet. Basically, to give you an idea how close that is,
okay,
that is twice as far as the average 238,900-mile distance between Earth and the moon. So pretty close. I mean, the moon's pretty close. It's about twice as far as the Earth, as between the Earth and the moon. But
I'm guessing there will probably be a video of that released later on the evening news, right?
I don't know. The asteroid flyby occurred around 3:53 a.m. Central Time.
Ooh, that was early this morning.
That asteroid is roughly 23 feet wide and weighs as much as a blue whale. More than 970,000 pounds.
Well, that should have been the number of the day right there.
Well, it could have been. It could have been. If the space rocket hit Earth, the force of its impact would be equivalent to 19,000 tons of TNT.
Holy moly.
Which would be powerful enough to do catastrophic damage if it landed on a large city. We keep hearing about these kind of asteroids coming close. They never hit us. I shouldn't say that, but it's just I don't know.
Looking out for us.
I guess so. I guess so. But so this morning we almost had another asteroid come by the Earth. Do you ever have beef jerky?
I've had it like once in a while. I do enjoy it, but I don't have it like as often as probably the average person does.
No, I don't eat beef jerky.
I know there's
jerky.
Different flavors of it.
But apparently, a lot of people are enjoying it these days. In fact, dried meat snacks, which is a generic way of saying beef jerky, sales were up more than 10% last year. You know how much money was spent on beef jerky in the United States of America in 2024? Oof. Another number for the day.
Yeah.
$3.29 billion.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't think it'd be that much. I was just going to say like $1
billion. $3.29 billion. So again,
just for the whole last year?
For the whole last year.
Wow.
Exactly.
That is an impressive number.
And also,
do you like beef jerky?
No.
Ew. Not a fan of it?
Not a fan of beef jerky at all. And finally, I'm throwing some interesting little tidbits I came across this morning.
Okay.
Do you know what girl's name and what boy's name for newborns have fallen the most? Where they were popular names, but in the past...
They were popular,
but in the past year, they've gone down the most.
Ooh.
Well,
I do not know.
The girl's name that declined the most, Jamie.
Really?
It's been a very popular name, but it's down 320 spots in the list of most popular names. And for boys, down a massive 433 spots, Jamal.
Interesting.
Jamie's a good name. I don't know why that's down so much.
Yeah.
Katie is down also. Down 290 spots. So there you got it. Some little
names just lose their popularity over time, I guess.
Generic stuff you can impress your friends with here today. We got an information update coming up next. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Holmes joined former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Mentioned earlier, 5 years ago today, went into the hospital for about a week, bad case of pneumonia, and mentioned the fact that because of the Affordable Care Act, I am not living with a mountain of debt that I would be paying off for the rest of my life. And I say that because as we get into the second Trump administration, we have a lot of government programs that are in danger.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea, again, of basically being left on our own instead of, in the words of Hillary Clinton, being, you know, being a village.
Instead, everybody's left to paddle in their own individual boat. And I have to admit, last week or so, I've been feeling pretty lousy. And I'm trying to put together in my thoughts because these 8 days have been beyond chaotic, beyond what we may have expected. Yes, Donald Trump talked about coming in and being a dictator on day one, but the amount that has been just poured on us since a week ago Monday when he took the oath of office for his second term as president has been just ridiculous. I mean, it's been amazing. And also the people around him that enable him. And one is the person I call the Ron Johnson of the United States House of Representatives. We have our Ron Johnson in the Senate, but we also have our Ron Johnson in the House, and that is Derek Van Orden, congressman from Western Wisconsin. Derek Van Orden had an embarrassing interview with Vicki McKenna. Vicki McKenna, from WISN Radio in Milwaukee, right-wing talk show host, had Derek Van Orden on her program. And Derek Van Orden said that retired U.S. Army General Mark Milley and former Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin should be court-martialed.
Oh, jeez.
A military legal proceeding typically reserved for serious crimes because they made the Department of Defense too politicized to win wars. According to the Huffington Post, Van Orden told Vicki McKenna, "We have the most highly educated and powerful military in the history of the world, and we have not won a war in 80 years, which is wrong. He said the Department of Defense over the decades has become politicized, and it reached its peak when it was run by Lloyd and Milley. Van Orden said, "Those guys need to be recalled to active duty and court-martialed for their disgraceful conduct. It's been terrible. They've broken the military. The court-martial process is the most severe legal proceeding that someone in the military can face. Commissioned officers and sometimes enlisted personnel serve as the jury in a trial for members of the armed forces. Military commanders typically initiate court-martial proceedings, but presidents technically have the power to convene a court-martial too. Mind you, there is no evidence that Milley or Austin committed any crimes during their active service, never mind severe crimes like felonies. Asked why he would propose such an extreme action or on what grounds, Van Orden railed against Milley and Austin but did not offer any evidence of criminal behavior. Instead, he complained about Milley making calls to his Chinese counterpart in the final months of Donald Trump's first presidency. Milley, who was chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff from 2019 to 2023, revealed in a 2021 book, Peril, that he was so worried about Trump potentially starting a war with China that he privately made two phone calls to General Li Zhongqing of the People's Liberation Army to assure him that it would not happen. Milley said he feared Trump, who had spent months lying about widespread voter fraud in the 2020 election, was poised to declare a national emergency and stay in power despite losing the election. The retired U.S. Army general has denied any wrongdoing with his calls, saying they were part of his regular communications with global defense leaders. As for Austin, Derek Van Orden criticized the former defense secretary for his role in President Joe Biden's withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. The Wisconsin Republican said, "There is nothing more disgusting than when members of the Department of Defense desert their duty of protecting American citizens and service members. General Mark Milley is a disgrace to the uniform for communicating with the Chinese Communist Party and compromising our national security. Secretary Lloyd Austin is a disgrace to the uniform by not fulfilling his duties of executing non-combatant evacuation operations, not working with Secretary Blinken to fulfill the plan which resulted in the murdering of 13 U.S. service members and improperly evacuating every member of the military and abandoning civilians in Kabul."
Then, for some reason, Van Orden blamed the Huffington Post for making the world less secure. Leftist news organizations like the HuffPost should be ashamed, Derek Van Orden said. You are all complicit in the destruction of the Department of Defense and making the world less secure by disguising political activism as journalism.
Oh, boy.
Derek
Van Orden. It's amazing how enthusiastic these people get when they start to go off on the rails, when they don't present evidence and just, you know, make up all these accusations, which I don't know if they're made up or not. That's not my place to say. But it's amazing how much they really just put so much energy into all these exaggerations.
And again, when you're talking about former Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin as compared to the current Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, Lloyd Austin, the guy that Derek Van Orden wants to court-martial, before he became Secretary of Defense, had to be a brigade commander, a division commander, a corps commander, multinational corps commander, United States Forces commander, vice chief of staff of Army, United States Central Commander, get awarded the Silver Star, and be a four-star general, even to be considered for Secretary of Defense. Pete Hegseth had to be a weekend host on Fox News. So when you hear about DEI and about somehow lowering the standards, it's garbage. And Derek Van Orden, who, again, was on the grounds of the United States Capitol during the riots of January the 6th, Derek Van Orden, who are still waiting to see the video of him berating congressional pages after apparently having a few drinks in his office. Derek Van Orden is the one that is a disgrace to his position. Not Lloyd Austin, not Mark Milley. So again, I mean, the enablement of Trump and Van Orden by so many is disturbing on every level.
Yeah, it's just...
And again, it's 51-50, Pete Hegseth was approved. 50-50, and then J.D. Vance broke the tie.
I can't believe he was the deciding vote. He should not have been the deciding vote.
No, that's always the deciding vote. So, I mean, that is constitutional. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that is when there's a 50-50 tie, the vice president breaks the tie. That's the way it goes. So, no, there's not a problem with that.
All right.
But, again, it's just, I mean, and there's another, there are so many outrageous stories right now. And that's why, again, the Democrats have to be stronger. This weekend, Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes, a terrorist, he was sitting on stage with Donald Trump at a speech in Las Vegas this weekend. This man is a stormtrooper. This man is a criminal. That's where we are right now. So again, I talk a lot about Derek Van Orden here. I talk about Donald Trump. Talk about Ron Johnson. But we also have to ask our Democratic leaders, the people that are in office, whether the Senate or the House on the Democratic side. You can't just sit back and say, okay, we're going to just try to allow Trump to hang himself. That's not going to work. We need leadership. We need more than Chuck Schumer putting out a written statement last night after Donald Trump announced that the White House is pausing all federal grants and loan disbursement. A strongly worded written statement is not enough. When Donald Trump breaks the law by firing inspector generals, A strongly worded written response is not enough. When Donald Trump does whatever he's going to do next, a strongly worded written response is not enough. We need strength. And if you're not willing to show it, sit down, get out of the way. If you don't want to be the Democratic leader, whether in the Senate or in the House, get out of the way and let somebody who wants to lead do it.
Best person I can think of to lead the Democratic Party is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
At the very least, she should have a role. She should definitely have a role because she is not afraid.
I don't think she's out of the race yet.
I think that her voice will be heard, but we need others lifting their voice. We need strength. We need, frankly, you just
sit down and wait for something to happen.
Because if you just sit back and let it happen, drip by drip by drip, it's going to continue. And you can't have it be that way. So again, be strong.
Stand up for the American people.
Exactly right. We are going to take a time out and then come back, have our daily history lesson as we finish up on this Tuesday morning. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:52 here on this Tuesday morning, January the 28th of 2025. It is day number 28 of this year. There are 337 days remaining in this year of 2025. And a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1813, Pride and Prejudice was first published in the United Kingdom. On this date in 1887, in a snowstorm at Fort Keogh, Montana, the world's largest snowflakes were reported, 15 inches wide and 8 inches thick.
Whew, those are some big snowflakes.
On this date in 1958, Gottfried Kirk Christensen patented the Lego brick. On this date in 1985, USA for Africa recorded the hit single We Are the World to help raise funds for Ethiopian famine relief. Tragedy on this date in 1986. I remember this day well. I was in school when it happened. The Space Shuttle Challenger broke apart 73 seconds after liftoff, killing all seven astronauts on board, including Krista McAuliffe, who was supposed to be the first teacher in space. And on this date in 2021, Bernie Sanders' mittens worn to the inauguration raised $1.8 million for Vermont charities. A number of famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Alan Alda played Hawkeye Pierce on MASH for many years. He celebrates his 89th birthday. Model Barbie Benton turned 75. Actor Catherine Morris of Cold Case is 56. Singer Sarah McLachlan turns 57. Mo Rocca, former Daily Show correspondent, comedian, is 56. Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett turns 53. Joey Fatone of NSYNC is 48. Nick Carter of the Backstreet Boys turns 45. Elijah Wood of the Lord of the Rings is 44. Ariel Winter of Modern Family turns 27. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Daisy Day. It is Data Privacy Day. It is International Lego Day.
Nice.
It is Rattlesnake Roundup Day. It is Blueberry Pancake Day. It is Kazoo Day. It is Speak Up and Succeed Day. It is Pop Art Day. All right. Time for our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
And every weekday morning, we give Ian Welsh three choices when it comes to our number for the day. Based on the math, just by guessing, he should get one out of three right. So if he gets better than 33% for the week, it's considered a passing week. Below 33%, it's a failing week. But we want more than that. We want it to be a winning week, which is more right than wrong. And of course, his best week ever, 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
Still looking for a perfect 5 out of 5 week.
Right now, we're off to a good start with it, though. 1 out of 1, so here's a chance to improve upon that. And the pressure is really on, so I got to stay focused.
Yep, 1 out of 1 so far this week, and our topic is the Super Bowl.
All right.
Our number for the day is, what number of NFL franchises have never been to a Super Bowl?
Number of NFL.
There are 32 teams in the National Football League.
Okay.
How many have never been to a Super Bowl? Just getting there, not winning, but never been
just
to a Super Bowl. Yep.
Okay. All right. What are my choices?
All right. Is the correct answer 2?
Okay.
Is the correct answer 4? Is the correct answer 6?
Okay. So not two, very high numbers.
2, okay. 4, or 6.
Number how many NFL teams who have franchises, excuse me, who have never been to a Super Bowl?
Yep.
2, 4, or 6. Okay. Boy, if my dad was here, he could help me out with this one, but okay. And I go with my gut here. I'm going to say, okay, final answer. I'm going to say 4. I'm going to say 4 NFL franchises have never been to the Super Bowl. 4 is my final answer. I'm locking it in. 4.
All right. The teams that have never been to a Super Bowl are the Cleveland Browns,
okay,
the Detroit Lions, the Houston Texans, the Jacksonville Jaguars. 4.
Yes! Oh! Awesome. I got 2 out of 2, off to a good start.
2 out of 2.
Okay, now the pressure is really on.
Well, you've already got a passing week, so the pressure is not on in that respect.
I'm happy with that, though.
Have a good rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Have a great day.
Tomorrow, we'll be joined by Bob Look in the first hour and by Sean Wright in hour number 2. Wausau West Warrior Boys basketball tonight, taking on Stevens Point, 7 o'clock. Right here on 98.9 WXCO and online. And on the Sports 2 stream tonight, Tom Weaver will have Marathon against Stratford. Sports 2 stream, WXCO.FM, and the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air coming up next here on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.